Welcome to Refreshing Bread and our new series, The Word of the Week. One word, one story, one action. I am your host, Raul Bota. Today's guest is Father Călin Tămăian, a Romanian Byzantine Catholic priest and a board-certified chaplain. Father Călin is an active contributor of the movement on the importance of palliative care and the role that spirituality plays at the end of life. He ministers as a hospital and community chaplain in Ventura County, California. Father Călin's word of this week is kindness.
This is Father Călin Tămăian. My word for today is kindness. I love kindness so much so that I remember that I learned it from my immediate family, but also the valuable lessons which I learned from people that were strangers, and even some people that at one time or another I thought they were my enemies. Their kindness has conquered me, and I was transformed into a friend. Abraham Lincoln is remembered to say that the best way to ruin and smiten your enemy is just to transform them into a friend. And that is such an act of kindness. I have also a story for you that I would like to share. This is one of those stories that come from the East as part of our faith tradition. It is said that this family discovered this precious stone and it was charmed. That precious stone was allowing every man in that family that will have that precious stone to be transformed into a very kind person. So much so that the entire world would be amazed of the levels of kindness that that man have arrived. For that, a tradition started in that family as the first man put that stone on a ring and will give the ring at the time close to his death to his son. Like that, the ring went from generation to generation for several of them. And every man, every son that has received that ring, have become a kind man indeed. So, this man had three other sons. He was kind and he loved them all equally. He wanted to give the ring to each and every single one of them. And so, he was tormented. What was he going to do with that ring? A thought came to him. He found two other stones, just like the precious one that he had on the ring, and a good jeweler was able to create two other replicas that look identical with the original. Thus, when the time came for him to say goodbye to his sons, he gave each one of them a ring. The sons were puzzled. They knew that one of them was, rightfully, the charmed one. They didn't know, though, which ones were the fakes. So after their father's passing from this life, they started to actually have the negative effect of not being kind to each other, so much so that they had to appear before a judge. The judge was a wise one, and in wisdom, he actually said, "We will never know which one is the original ring. But to make sure that you have received the right one, learn how to be kind. If you are able to go every day being kind, and after years of being kind in your life, you, each one of you, will know which one has the true ring. And the story ends with the fact that all three of the sons have become kind, as every day they learn and thrive to be kinder. In our baptism, we have received such a gift, such a precious stone, such an invitation to be kind. And as Christians, do we have also the courage to develop every day that kindness that will allow us to be seen by the love that we share in kindness with the world and with every single one of God's creatures? Wherever you are in your own journey of life, feel free to think every day how you can add another act, another dimension of learning how to be kind. Maybe specifically towards a person. But wherever you put your influence and your energy in showing kindness in this universe, the good thing about it is that it's never lost. There can be that butterfly effect, starting with small things, can really get into transforming our culture, of overcoming our violence and destroying and ruining the evil in this world.
You have listened to Father Colleen's word of the week, kindness. Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. If you get inspired by listening to this podcast, we encourage you to like, subscribe, and even partner with us through a financial contribution of any kind at refreshingbread.org. Thank you, and may God bless you abundantly.